Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting third. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Segui covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Colavito moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Colavito scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Askew and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into right field. Colavito picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Colavito. Wagner scores. Davalillo goes all the way around to score. Askew moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to third. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Hauser moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Hauser moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Wagner scores. Francona goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Davalillo trying to get to home. Colavito throws the ball into Edwards, who tags Davalillo, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Campaneris strikes out. 1 out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran strikes out. 1 out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Salmon reaches second base with a double. McDowell moves to third. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Charles out. 1 out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell juggles the ball. That's an error on McDowell. John O'Donohue pinch runs for Dick Green. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Donohue moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. O'Donohue moves to third. Causey moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a fly ball towards center. Davalillo catches it and throws to first to double up Harrelson. O'Donohue tags and scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Charles now playing third base. Wes Stock now pitching. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Edwards and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Francona strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Davalillo strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 2 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile strikes out. 1 out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with stock covering, for the out. 1 out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles is called out on strikes. 1 out. George Alozic pinch hits for West Stock. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Alozic moves to second. Don McMahon now pitching. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Ken Harrelson. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez strikes out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Alozic now playing left field. John Wyatt now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Wagner strikes out. 2 outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown pinch runs for Tito Francona. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing second base. Chico Salmon now playing right field. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Campaneris moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Askew is called out on strikes. 1 out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-3 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aluzik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for John Wyatt. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.